all the scores and talk to all the coaches over the next couple of hours to get you up to date on all the latest. The New Way Forward Friday Night Scoreboard Show is also brought to you by Culver's, Pepsi Gatorade, Brinks Exteriors, Bruner, Reinhardt and Morton, Next Gen Chiropractic, Feld Fire, Outlaw Graphics, Pizza Ranch, Top Loft Clothing, and by Mackey Motors. Now, let's get caught up on all the night's action.
Welcome to Week 6 of the Scoreboard Show. Week 6 is now in the books. High school football playoffs right around the corner. Let's start off with the scores that we have right now. Class 3A District 1, Carroll at Bishop Heelan. That game was delayed. I'm not sure they got any rain, but there was lightning, and it was a train of lightning all the way through. So it just kept coming, and I'm not sure they got a drop. But I think if they'd have held out, they might have been able to play the game. But they decided to postpone that game to 1 o'clock tomorrow. So Nick Brinks will have that call tomorrow at 1 p.m. They got lined up. Carroll was lined up to kick off, and at that point they had lightning and called it off. So strange one there. Sioux Center defeats Boyden Hall Rock Valley 42-14. Sergeant Bluff Luton and MOC Floyd Valley, I think they had the same thing going on there. They delayed. They're really only about halftime now. So we'll keep an eye on that one and see if we can't get you scores later on. But they're going to be a little bit delayed. Class 2A District 8. Here on KCIM, you heard Kemper Knights roll at homecoming 61-7 on Des Moines Christian. Puts them alone at the top at 3-0. Guarantees them pretty much a playoff spot. And they are alone again at the top of the district. So with 2-0 and 0-4 teams coming up in the district, well, one of them got to win tonight. Really looking good to win the district. So got to stay focused, but the Knights looking in good shape. Rolling Story all over Greene County, 62-31. And we're still waiting to get Seidel and Southeast Valley scores. Class 1A District 2, East Sac County, 23, Eagle Grove 0. So they keep their playoff chances alive there. Emmitsburg over Pocahontas area, 35-0. Waiting for the final on Sioux Central and Manson Northwest Webster. Again, that whole area kind of had a little bit of lightning, so there might have been a little bit of a delay in that one as well. We'll go to Class A, District 7, non-district game. And South Central had a rough game. They got beat by the two-time defending champ, Britt West Hancock, 57-6. ICAM Manning in another thriller. Game after game, they're right there, but just not able to pull it off. ACGC 35-31. And Riverside beats up on Southwest Valley 56-8. Still trying to get the Panorama Earlham score. We'll work on that. Arweva and Remsen St. Mary's haven't gotten anything on that one yet. Still working on that one for you. Newell Fonda, Boyer Valley, same there. Bishop Garrigan pounds Siouxland Christian 69-6, and we're waiting on Woodbine and Wes Harrison. Eight-man District 9, great game here. Audubon wins 34-20 over Glidden-Ralston. Sounds like that was just one heck of a game to watch. Coon Rapids Baird, they get things rolling here, gets 2-2. They win over St. Edmunds 59-34. Last we saw, Colonesco was up big on English Valley, but haven't seen that final, and have not seen anything on Collins, Maxwell, and Baxter. So few scores yet to go here. We got the guys headed back. I know Jeff Blankman's on his way. Tom Hallcap's already been in. He sent in his interview with Coach Steinkamp. So we will listen to that and have more of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show after this.
Welcome back to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. I'm Tom Hallcap, joined by the Kemper Knights head coach, Ryan Steinkamp. As the Kemper Knights rolled over Des Moines Christian tonight, 61-7. And, Coach, I know that when you were sitting at home before the game last night, you drew it up where you just thought, let's just jump up 35-0 by the end of the first quarter and then not have to worry about looking back.
Yeah, not quite. You know, that's not my personality. But, yeah, I mean, the kids actually the game plan perfectly. And kudos to them for that. They put the time in this week.
We talked a little bit about before the game, kind of about that nickel look that you guys have put in against Greene County and this Des Moines Christian. And your guys sure seem to be reading the quarterbacks really well from that, getting passes knocked down, and tonight just picking them off.
Yeah, you know, we have good athletes, so it's just putting them in good space and getting them confidence, getting them understand. And you know, a big part of it this past week was putting the time in film. You know, obviously they have a great quarterback, they have a good offensive system, but the guys put in the time and they were prepared.
It looked like defensive-wise, you guys just had their number. You were getting through a couple times, a two-man front. You found a way around it, sent blitzers late. He just never was able to get settled down, rush some passes. And once you get them behind the chains, and they really never even got first down, I think, until the second half, if I recall. I mean, it was just you guys defensively having the will out there.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's did their job. That was fun about tonight. Everybody did their job. You know, G-line did a nice job. Obviously, there was some hit outnumbered a few times in the line, but linebackers filled. The DBs were in space. We mixed up the coverages a couple times, and it's just good execution.
Now, the first half, offensive-wise, it seemed like if you guys called a play, especially a pass play, Brock Bating would throw it up, and somebody had stick him on his hands. They'll pull it in wherever it was at. I had him 10 for 10. I don't know if I missed anything there in the first half with those touchdowns, but there was, you know, 55-0 at the break. You guys just had pass plays open anywhere you wanted to go.
No, I mean, the guys made plays. There was a couple of like, oh, wow. They made, you know, it's nice seeing that those come together. You know, they've been putting a lot of time in. We're working hard at that. So it starts with the O-line and giving Brock time to make those plays. And, yeah, it's great to see the kids have success.
I was here for Brock's first start against Underwood. The confidence difference that even I can see from the press box. Tell me what you see as the coach through practices and these games and what he's bringing to this team from that quarterback position.
You know, yeah, he's definitely getting more confidence, understanding our system more. I think the first maybe couple of games has been like, hey, Brock, throw the ball. I'm open on this. You know, that now he's seen it. He's hitting the open guys. You know, he's really matured as the season goes on, and it's definitely helping.
Now, one thing that didn't really get going was the rushing game. Is that a concern at all as you look at this? Two games still left in the season?
No, I thought, you know, the O-line, when we had to, we fired out. You know, there's, you know, we scored a few quick times. We were able to get under center and move the chains when we had to on a few short down plays. So, no, I think that not a massive concern. But, you know, something we always got to work at. I mean, we'll get back on the film, like, hey, this areas where when we were trying to run it, we got two yards was okay, but definitely want to try to get 3, 4, 5 yards.
It wasn't all fun and games. That third quarter, you were not happy with what was going on out there. What were some of the words to those guys as you were trying to get them to? You could just see kind of refocus. Things were not unraveling, but it wasn't as clean as what you were looking for.
No, not at all. You know, we told them, like, score 0-0, like, no matter who's in, whatever, we'll rotate some guys. We want to win this second half. You know, there's no reason that, you know, we should have any let up or anything like that. And we did. I mean, there's no anybody's watching. We definitely took a few plays off, and it was not pretty. I think my Christian did a few other things. They made a few adjustments, which we didn't really talk about at halftime. But at the end of it, we started making some nice plays. The guys got in there, did a nice job, and, you know, it's good to see that touchdown on the board too.
No, it's great to see guys like Ben Gerken back in the scoring column. DJ Vanami's there. You kind of got everybody a little touch. Brock Bating threw some passes, got in there. Will Simons finds the end zone a couple times, a defensive end that was really doing well for you again tonight. So you're able to get some guys some extra touches and maybe get them the recognition that they've earned through practice and spending their year out here as seniors for you.
Absolutely. No, they've done a good group. You know, when we just have our Monday practices and it's just the varsity guys, you know, those guys are locked in, and a lot of it is a lot of senior heavy. And, you know, we kind of talk like, guys, we're week six. You're only guaranteed two more games. So, you know, we just kind of, they're not wasting any moment of it. They're focused, and they're doing a great job.
A big 61-7 victory tonight. Looking forward, I know you say each week it's one game at a time, but if anybody's peeked forward to see what Des Moines Christian did to the rest of the schedule that you have coming up, they beat everybody by 40 points. You come out here, you beat them by 60 points. How do you keep the guys focused and get them to go do work at these last two games that look like, you know, on paper, you should just get the W?
I have no idea. I just focus one game at a time, Tom.
Coach, I appreciate it. Congratulations on the win. And Jeff will catch up with you for the coach's show tomorrow.
Thanks a lot.
That is the head coach, Ryan Steinkamp. The Kemper Knights roll over Des Moines Christian 61-7 tonight as they jumped out to a 35-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. I'm Tom Hockamp. You're listening to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show on 1380 KCIM. We'll be right back.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Being a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships. This is Dr. Nate Luke, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Oh, a little Sandman to wake you up here on a Friday night. A lot of strange things going on. Full moon, and we are paying for it here on week six. A lot of games and lightning delay. Just got a report that the Arweva game was delayed in the third quarter as well. It was 47-6 Remsen, but they have 5 minutes to go yet in the game because of lightning. So, a lot of strange things going on. That included the Carroll game. So let's go ahead and give you scores again. Class 3A, District 1. Carroll and Heeland were postponed. They had a string of lightning there. So they're going to play tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Nick Brace will have that game for you. Again, they were set to kick off. Carroll was all set to go and just didn't work out. They were stopped right there before the game. So, no game for Carroll tonight. That will be tomorrow at 1 p.m. For the rest of that district, we're still waiting on Sergeant Bluff Luton and MOC Floyd Valley. Same thing there. Weather delay. They're about halftime now, so that one's going to be a while. Sioux Center and Boyden Hall Rock Valley. Sioux Center wins 42-14. Class 2A District 8, Kemper homecoming. They put on a show and beat the Des Moines Christian Lions 61-7. So Kemper looking dominant and taking control of that district with a few games to go. Roland Story all over Greene County 62-31. Still waiting on Sadell and Southeast Valley. Class 1A District 2, East Sac County. Look out, East Sac County 23, Eagle Grove 0. They're working their way into the playoffs, so let's see if they can keep holding on there. Emmitsburg 35, Pocahontas Area 0. And we're still waiting on the Manson, Northwest Webster, Sioux Center. It looked like they might have been in a lightning delay as well. Not sure how much rain we're getting in this drought, but definitely lightning. Class A, District 7. It was Britt West Hancock all over South Central Calhoun tonight, 57-6. We'll hear from Coach Case next. ACGC defeats IKM Manning in another thriller, 35-31. It was Riverside all over Southwest Valley, 56-8. We're still working on the Earlham Panorama score. Again, we told you the Arweva, Remsen, St. Mary's, they were in a delay, so we're waiting on that one to come up. Same thing with Newell Fonda, Boyer Valley, so we'll get that for you as soon as it comes up. Bishop Garrigan, 69, Siouxland Christian, 6. Still waiting on Woodbine, West Harrison. Eight-man District 9. It was Ottoman 34, Glidden Ralston 20, so Ottoman takes control of that district with a few games to go. Coon Rapids Bear defeats St. Edmunds 59-34 and a good win for them. It was Colonesco 46 and English Valley 0. That was a non-district game, and we're waiting on Collins, Maxwell, and Baxter. As we said, South Central Calhoun loses 57-6. We're going to hear from Coach Case and see what he has to say about that game.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me tonight is the head coach of the South Central Calhoun Titans, Brian Case. The Titans suffered a 57-6 loss tonight to West Hancock. And, well, Brian, give us a little bit of what happened tonight.
You know, stepping out of district, playing back-to-back state champions. Obviously, they're very, very good. They were very, very physical tonight, and we just didn't answer that call. I think we were down 30-0 after the first quarter. You know, at the half, it was 44-0. So there wasn't a lot of positive going on in the first half at all. You know, the thing we just asked our kids to do is come out and, you know, kind of play inspired football and just play tight with Titan pride and just take it one play at a time. And, you know, we did that in the second half. Obviously, there was going to be continuous clock all the way through that, and we knew that. But I was proud of our kids for coming back and just playing every single play in the second half. And, you know, we ended up playing a lot of our subs in the fourth quarter. We were able to go down and score right at the end of the game there. To get the goose egg off the board. It was 57-6 at the end. And, you know, when you're playing against a team that is the caliber of West Hancock, you got to be able to match that physicality. And we weren't able to do that tonight. You know, it's just that they've been state champions for a reason. They're at that level, and we're not right now. But we got to be able to flush this one and move forward and get back into district play against Panorama next week.
Yeah. You talk about their physicality. Physically bigger, you know, poundage wise, or just explain a little bit about the physicality part.
No, I think that we were bigger.
We were bigger.
They were stronger. They were faster. They got into our pads. They ran their feet. They just did all the little things that the good football teams do. And they just, you know, they played very well together. They understood exactly what they were going to be doing. There was times that I think in the first half that, you know, maybe they had probably three or four series where it was like one play for a touchdown, and we didn't touch anybody. He was just kind of off the edge and running. It was basically, I think they ran maybe four different plays total. And I think they ran power, they ran buck, they ran a quarterback keeper, and then they just ran it down our throat, and they blocked it very, very well, and we just did not answer the call whatsoever. So they're a good football team. They just did all those little things that they needed to do, and then they were just more physical than we were.
Well, yeah. If they're getting into your pads and, you know, and moving you around and running at will wherever they wanted to, then yeah, it can make for a long night.
Yeah, bigger, stronger, faster. I mean, that's what the weight room does for you as well, and that's just a mindset of getting in there and making sure that you're doing those things to make yourself the best athlete you possibly can, and then the mindset goes with it. And the bigger you are, the stronger you are, the faster you are, the more confidence you play with. So they had that tonight, and we didn't.
Yeah, that it sounds that way. All right. Well, hey, I know you said you didn't have any stats to go over, and you are at Panorama next week. Do you know any or a little about them, or –
Yeah, I mean, Jim, they have some size up front again, but they have got a quarterback that has been leading our district as far as the stats are concerned. Does a nice job of executing their offense. They do some different things as far as smoke and mirrors out there, and we got to have our eyes right and be able to get, bounce back and play a good football team in Panorama next week. Hopefully we get back on track with it. That remains to be seen. We got beat by ACGC a couple weeks ago when we bounced back against Ikea and Manning. Hopefully our kids will be able to do the same thing this next week.
Did you run into any trouble with the heat tonight? Because, you know, it was a little humid last week, but it wasn't near the heat or the warmth that we had today. Did you have any trouble with that tonight?
No, we didn't. There was no cramp or anything like that going on. So, I mean, our kids understood the way it was going to be, and I think they're preparing all week long for it. So as far as the weather was concerned, it was actually a pretty nice night out here.
All right. Hey, thanks again for calling in, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jim.
All right. That's been Brian Case from the South Central Calhoun Titans.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security devices from their mobile devices. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. Feld Security of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Welcome back to week 6 of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. We want to thank our friends at Hy-Vee. They provide food for the crew. It says working here. I'm supposed to read working, but boy, I'm having a hard time saying that. We'll talk about the crew that's here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. They also feed the animals that come back from the broadcasting, and then they'll be rolling in here anytime. So they're going to come back on the Friday night games, and they'll be eating. So check out Hy-Vee for the daily deals, and stop at Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh for all your fuel needs and your great food. And tell old Lawn Dog, you know, Lonnie the Legend Miller, tell him thank you for feeding us and keeping us up all night. What a strange night, week 6. I'm not sure how much rain we have, but the full moon definitely caused a lot of delays with lightning, so we'll try to get more scores in as we go. It's been kind of quiet out there. A lot of people are not reporting, and if they are, they've kind of stopped reporting. So we're working on getting our final scores here, but we're going to hear from Coach Lynch. They lost to Audubon today, 34-20.
Head coach of the Bitterballs and Wildcats, Craig Lynch, joining us here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard. So, Coach, you guys fall tonight, but I think the kids played really well despite the loss.
Yeah, we got off to a slow start there. We haven't had that many penalties I think all year. And the first quarter, you know, we had some motion calls there and a couple other ones that, you know, really put us behind the sticks early. You got a hand to Audubon, though. They came out really physical. And I just told our kids, I think this might actually be good for us. You know, we got two really tough games to end the season. They're going to be physical battles. We know we got to get at least one or two, and we're probably looking at a playoff berth. And then, you know, those games are going to be a lot like this. So it was good for our kids to be in one like this.
You mentioned the penalties there in that first quarter, and I also thought that you guys turned the ball over in Audubon's territory three times. It's got to hurt the offense as well.
Yeah, and if we get behind the sticks, then we struggle a little bit. But especially the one that really hurt is we got that turnover deep in their territory, and that could have put us right back in the game, and we stalled out on that drive, so that one hurt.
So they jumped up quick, 16-0. You guys able to cut it to 16-8 on a nice drive. I thought you guys, the offense ran the football really well tonight, especially Colby Wallace. And I think he threw the ball well tonight as well. So Colby Wallace gets it in for, a 2-yard touchdown there, making it 16-8. And you guys are right back in this football game. What was kind of the mindset for the kids as you were back in the game, where they knew they weren't still down in this game, but then Audubon jumped out quick again?
Yeah, they did. And we had that same attitude we had after the half. You know, we really wanted to get a stop and a score there. And we thought we'd be right back in it there, too. But they came back at us. You know, they broke a couple of big plays, and those were a little frustrating. I know the one when the quarterback went for a long run, you know, we stunted right into that gap, and he just made a heck of a run. He shook off the tackle and then was gone. And that's eight-player football. You know, you got to make that play there, otherwise there's always room. But, again, we came back strong, and I was happy with that.
So the kids never quit tonight. They were down 34-8 going into the fourth quarter. You guys get a touchdown. They were in that, a couple touchdowns in that fourth quarter. And I think that you guys threw the football really well tonight. Is that encouraging signs going into next week with how well you threw the football?
Oh, I think so. I think Colby gets better at throwing each and every week. Our guys get a little more comfortable with the route combinations of this offense. And, I saw a lot of things where you just keep seeing growth. I told my one corner, quarterback scrambling, and he held his coverage. He waited. He was back there in the end zone. He made a great play. And when he came off, I told him, you know, game two, you probably would have been up here in the mix, and that would have gone. And he's like, yeah, you know. So they've learned, and there's a lot of inexperienced guys that are gaining a lot of experience, and I think they'll take something from this one.
I thought you guys had success running the football on the outside tonight because I think Odd had been kind of sold on the run up the middle with Colby Wallace. Talk about just the ability for the guys to get on the outside because Emmett Snyder had a nice run in the first half. I think it was a third down.
Mm-hmm.
You're here in your own territory. He runs to the outside about a 30-yard gain, and it sets up a pretty nice job for you. So talk about the kids that were able to get out on the edge tonight for you guys and Alex Daniel and Emmett Snyder.
Yeah, we did at times, and then I think they made some adjustments to take it away a little bit. But, that's what we talk about. We talk about trying to take what they give us. And a lot of that's, some very good blocking on the edges and changed our scheme up a little bit on how we do it at halftime. And I think that helped us a lot, especially in the fourth quarter. We really start come forward.
Next week, you guys are home against Coon Rapids Baird. Last time I knew, I think they were up 24-12 at half against St. Edmund. St. Edmund's a team that's those are the two teams you close out the season with. You know, you mentioned you got to get one of them. How big is next week's game, especially a rival like Coon Rapids?
Yeah, it's always a big game. It's a good friendly rivalry. It has been, but it is intense. There's no doubt about that. And we'll be ready, and they'll be ready. I like that we're playing it at home. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people there, and that's what these kids want. We're back in it to where every one of these games is meaningful, and it's so much more fun having these meaningful games.
you mentioned it earlier here when I was just talking to you. It's going to be meaningful games down the stretch. Your next two are going to be really tough. You guys still with a good chance of making the playoffs. At worst, you finished third in the district. Is that something you're going to be talking about with the kids going into the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I generally don't ever talk about that, but I know they are a little bit. And tonight when we're done, that's what I told them, how this game's going to benefit us. We got to get, we'd like to get both of those and finish in top one or two in the district. And we got to, we got to win them to do that. And that was a goal for them coming in. These kids haven't experienced postseason play, and they really want to.
Coach, I want to thank you for joining us here at the Scoreboard Show.
You bet. Thank you.
That was Craig Lynch of the Glidden Ralston Wildcats joining us in the New Way Auto Group. His Scoreboard Show again at Glidden Ralston Falls tonight, 34-20 to Audubon.
Being a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships. This is Dr. Nate Luth, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at culvers.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way, where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Oh, little Run DMC on a Friday night, week six. So, full moon. We definitely got some full moon stuff going on. We even got Mr. Danner in the house here, so a lot of full moon stuff going on. Lightning delays. We got a drought going on. We got lightning delays. We got games delayed. I just saw halftime score, or I'm sorry, fourth quarter score. MOC Floyd Valley up 27 to 7 on Sergeant Bluff. So Arweva just went fine. A lot of strange stuff going on. Let's go ahead and run you through the scores one more time. Nick Brinks is going to be on here. We'll have an interview with him shortly, but he's going to cover the Carroll Heeling game tomorrow at 1 p.m. That was a lightning delay. I'm not sure if they got any rain, but they sure got a lightning delay. Sioux Center, they defeat Boyden Hall Rock Valley 42-14. Again, in the fourth quarter, it is MOC Floyd Valley 28, Sergeant Bluff Luton 7. Class 2A District 8, homecoming, Kemper rolls 61-7 over Des Moines Christian. Rolling Story, they keep the old train rolling. They win 62-31 over Greene County. Still working on the Saydell Southeast Valley score. Class 1A District 2, East Sac County. Look out, Eric McCullough's rolling there, 23-0 over Eagle Grove. I'm going to have to call Coach McCullough and get an interview with him. We haven't done one in the last couple of years. That's a train wreck waiting to happen there. Emmitsburg, 35, Pocahontas Area 0. We're working on Manson, Northwest Webster, and Sioux Central. I believe they had a lightning delay there as well. There was a halftime score, but not much after that, so I'm guessing they were lightning delayed. Class A, District 7, non-district game. It was West Hancock, as you heard Coach Case talk about, all over South Central Calhoun, 57-6. In a great game, ACGC 35, ICAM Manning 31. Another thriller for ICAM Manning, just not able to pull that one out. Riverside 56, Southwest Valley 8, working on Earlham and Panorama. Class A, 8-man District 1, sorry. Rims and St. Mary 46, Arweva 6 as a final. Still waiting on Newell Fonda and Boyer Valley. I'm guessing they had a lightning delay as well. Oh, Boyer Valley won big, so we'll get that score here for you here in a second. Bishop Garrigan 69, Siouxland Christian 6. Still waiting on West Harrison and Woodbine. 8-man District 9. As you heard earlier, Audubon wins 34-20, and we'll hear that Coach Burke's interview here next. Coon Rapids Baird, big win, great win for them to keep them alive, 59-34 over St. Edmunds. Golinesco, 46, English Valley, North English, 0 in a non-district game, and we're working on Collins, Maxwell, and Baxter. So Coach Burks has his thoughts here on the win over Glidden Rawson, and they take command of that district, so we'll hear that now.
Audubon Wheelers head football coach Sean Burks joining us in the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show. Coach, a great win for you guys tonight. You really dominated, I think, on both sides. Probably your first game you played a complete offensive and defensive game.
Yeah, I think that was the most well-balanced game we've had, the most balanced game we've had. All three phases did things well. All three phases helped complement each other. I think we punted once on the night. We didn't turn it over on offense. Defensively, we really made them churn out yards, pick up third downs, pick up fourth downs. We didn't allow them to be explosive in the run game. You know, they're a quality team. They're going to get their plays. They're going to have positives. And I thought, when we faced adversity, I thought we bounced back well. We didn't get on each other. We didn't allow it to turn into a track meet. Defensively, I really thought, we played really well because that was a tough scheme to take away. The jet toss. But, they really get to the edge well. Their linemen are physical and they block well. And then you start sneaking up, and they can beat you over the top. We got lucky on a couple of those incompletions, to be honest. And you know, defensively, they're solid in their scheme. You know, they're not going to beat themselves by alignment or assignment. Special teams wise, you know, we recovered the onside. We took care of the pooch. You know, punt return, I thought we handled it fine. You know, there was no real, you know, mistakes there. No big game changing plays there. But net zero on special teams is fine when your offense and defense play pretty well. So yeah, team win, selfless team win. Our guys are doing a really good job of buying into the game plan, not really caring who gets credit, who, you know, for the success. You know, some weeks some guys get more touches than others. The guys up front are starting to gel pretty well together, understanding assignments, you know, starting to limit those mental mistakes. So this was probably as clean as we've played. I'm sure we'll pick it apart on the weekend in film, and there's many areas to focus on and grow. But you know, I was a little worried, you know, maybe 2 weeks ago when we were starting to get into those two back-to-back track meets, about where we were at defensively. And last week and this week both, I thought our defenses really started to come into our own. Now offensively, we've been shooting ourselves in the foot with penalties, and that's something we need to address because our main opponent right now is ourselves. You know, do we know what we're doing mentally? Do we know where to go? Do we not commit penalties? And if the other teams are really, really good and still take it away, credit to them. But we've got to stop beating ourselves. And penalties are number one. Turnovers are on that as well. But, you know, turnovers are fine. But penalties again tonight, not great. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But last week was 11. And the three of the four drives that we failed were set up by second and 15 or worse. And I'm guessing tonight on our punts and our turnover on downs, I'm guessing the vast majority of them were set up by a penalty on first, second, or third down as well. So just we got to clean that up. But overall, very happy. I hope the kids enjoy it. They deserve it. It's a big victory at this point in the season. And every time you win and keep moving on, you know, you keep yourselves controlling your destiny. Nothing's given yet. Nothing's earned yet. We have to keep going out there. And next week at Collins Maxwell is a team we can't look by.
I think the defense, let's talk about the defense a little bit here. I think Austin Christensen, one, played a fantastic game for you. And talk about in that first half, you get them to turn the ball over three times on downs in your territory. Just how big did the defense step up tonight?
Yeah, so it's, you know, we play a zone and we keep a safety back just to limit the explosive plays. And with that, you know, you're not going to have the TFLs. You're not going to be super aggressive and try and chase things down. You're going to take what's given, try to be alignment sound and assignment sound. And we're going to see a lot of second and six through eight. You know, it's just going to happen. If we start giving up second and short, second and medium right away, that's something to address. But right now, the way we're built is make them get to second and eight, make them get to third and five, make them try to throw it on third and five or set up fourth and short, and make them continue to do that five, six times down the field. And, you know, make them put together, you know, double-digit 12-plus play drives. If they punch it in after converting several thirds and fourths, you know, you give them credit and make them do that consistently throughout the game. Somewhere there's going to be a penalty, a turnover on downs, a turnover, whatever it may be. And I thought our guys did a really good job of responding to adversity tonight, finding ways to get stops after, you know, so it's tough when you play a team like this that sets themselves up with third and short, fourth and short, a quality run game. It's hard to get them behind the sticks, but overall I thought we did a good job of, you know, kind of bend but don't break.
And I think your guys, whenever they would pitch out to the outside, I always felt like you guys had somebody there to even push them towards the sideline a little bit more or even get them in the backfield. Is that something you guys really worked on in practice this week, was to say, hey, we can't let these guys hit the edge?
Yeah, you know, our corners, I thought Zeke and Jack, who are a little bit undersized, I thought they did a really good job taking on blocks for the most part and turning it back in. And then I liked the way our guys pursued from the inside. Austin and Evan coming from backer. And then obviously Gabe, Eli, Colton coming from the D line, just reacting and running down the hill. You know, so, well, somebody's got to set the edge, somebody's got to fill in the gap, and everyone else has to pursue with leverage. And overall, there was a couple times it looked like a cutback might be there, but we never really over pursued a ton to create a major, you know, explosive play. That's what they get you doing. They get you run sideline to sideline. If you're slow to do it, they've hit the alley. If you do it too far, that cutback becomes available. And overall tonight, I thought our guys did a great job of flowing to the ball with leverage, with discipline. And give credit to our corners, Jack and Zeke. It's tough when you're worried about the pass game and then you have to react and come up. A lot of times you're kind of on your heels and there's a dude getting in your shorts. So credit to those guys. I thought they did a fantastic job.
And then the offense started a little bit slow in that first quarter, but you guys jump out quickly to a 16-0 lead on a big touchdown run by Evan Alton. Then he had another run, big run on your second drive, setting up a 2-yard touchdown run for Aaron Olson. How big has the balance been between those two? As you know, Aaron Olson outpaced him in carries tonight, but the last couple weeks has been Evan Alton. But you have a great 1-2 punch in the backfield.
Yeah, you know, I think Aaron and Evan do a really good job. Evan got dinged up a couple times tonight, or he probably would have had a few more carries. You know, it's always nice if you can keep them balanced. You know, I'd love to run them both 15 times every game, and they both have the exact same numbers and touchdowns. It's just not how it's going to work. Teams are going to start to take certain things away. It's also based on, you know, how they're feeling too. You know, they both play both ways, and you know, if someone's out, you know, jumping off the field. And I thought Colin Hartle did a great job coming in, running a couple times, giving Evan a blow as well. But yeah, it's there are 1-2 punch. There's no lie about it. But kind of in previous years, we've kind of had the quarterback run game, kind of a wildcat system. We really made some adjustments this offseason to use more tight ends and wings and put our running back in the backfield and sidecar, not quite as much spread as in the past. And I think it fits our personnel well. I think our guys are buying into it, and you've seen, especially since Exire, to EHK, to St. Ed's, to Coon, to this week, the whole package that's there. It sets up the shovel option. It sets up the play action. It sets up one another, the outside to Evan, the backside inside little trap action to Aaron. We become dangerous if we keep those two clicking.
Tonight's win probably guarantee a playoff spot, depending on if it's home or where you guys fall. Collins Maxwell next week. How much do you know about that Collins Maxwell team?
Very little. You know, we were fully engulfed in preparation for Glenn Ralston this week, so I don't know anything. But that's what the weekend is for, and we'll get them prepared. Nothing is wrapped up yet. You know, we've got our full season ahead of us. The last thing you want to do is trip up in week 7 or 8. You know, it's happened to us in the past. You know, for our first year in 8-man, we went 8-0 as a 9-week schedule, and then we lost week 9, and then we had to go on the road in week 10 in the playoffs and lost there. So we know well about that, of letting off the gas. So it's a focus of our staff every year to finish. You want to keep that arrow pointing up, and I think right now our kids are starting to really buy into the team aspect. You know, we have to respect Collins Maxwell next week. It's a long bus trip, coming off a really big emotional win tonight. It's going to be the focus all week, that we have to treat this like any other game, and it's a district game with a lot on the line. So and more than anything, it's about the process, and it's about the focus, and it's about, you know, getting better every week. And the last thing you want to do is lose. The second last thing you want to do is win ugly. You know, at this point in the year, you want to limit the mental mistakes, limit the physical mistakes, go out there, execute your game plan, and the results will take care of themselves. So we want to keep playing good football. We want to keep that arrow pointing up. And we played, I think tonight was the most complete game we played. We don't want to take that. We don't want to take a step back in that aspect. We need to keep all three phases playing well, because that's what it takes to play well and play deep into the postseason. And that's a goal of these guys. So and we want to win the district. We want to play as many home playoff games as possible, and we want to keep on, you know, our quest for playing indoor football like every team in the state does. So we've done what we've needed to do through 6 weeks, but there's a long way to go.
Last question for you, Coach, before we wrap it up. I think that you guys are on a 5-game winning streak. You've played really well since that opening CAM game. Do you really like where the team is going heading towards the end of the season?
Yeah, I think we're getting better. We're getting more locked in as coaching staff. We talked about, kind of get that sense today. The energy was different. The buy-in was different. Starting to really see this group mature as a team. And that's what it takes. You know, we had a lot of new starters still. We lost week 1, but overall the guys are starting to really buy in and understand where we're at. And I had guys that, you know, captains and leaders that are coming to me today on a crazy homecoming Friday. You know, we played games and whatever else, and I've got some guys meeting me in the hallway and sending me emails and texts. You know, hey coach, what do you think if they line up in this? Could we try this? Or hey, pregame, I think we could run this formation, this play. So to see our guys that focused on a game plan, when it's a very, it would have been very easy to be distracted. Give credit to our kids; they're starting to really figure it out. And we hope we got to keep doing what we did tonight. All three phases playing well, and keep getting better every week.
Coach, I want to thank you for joining us here in the Scoreboard Show.
You bet. Thanks for coming down.
That was Ottoman Wheelers head coach Sean Burks from the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Wheelers come up with a big win, 34-20 over Glidden Ralston.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
Take your brand to the next level with Toploft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Toploft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimums. Elevate your brand to the top with Toploft in downtown Carroll.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate on roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Week number six. Week six. Full moon. We have got a drought going on, and guess what? We got a lightning delay in games. Boy, I tell you what, it's been a weird night. But first of all, speaking of weird nights, we better thank Hy-Vee. They provide the food for the working crew here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. They also feed the broadcast crews as they come back. And Jim and I and Mr. Danner try to clean that out before they get here. But we still leave a little bit back for them. But check out Hy-Vee for their daily deals and stop by Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh for all your fuel needs and great food. And say hi to Delani the Legend Miller. Make sure you wake him up. He's probably in bed by now. But wake him up. Tell him thanks for feeding the animals.
Yeah, and I'm just going to say that. Thanks, Lonnie.
Thanks, Lon Dog. I actually got to see him tonight. He came in here. I was in here early enough that he came in. I was able to have a chat with him. He and I have not sat down and talked for quite a while. We used to spend hours and hours and hours together coaching and discussing coaching and volleyball and everything else, and we just haven't had time together running opposite circles. But great to catch up with Lonnie, and thank you to Hy-Vee for providing great food every week. It's well appreciated. Well, week six, we're in the books, and we're starting. Hold on a second. We're starting to get
playoffs. Talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
So we got some people that are kind of in line for. I'm guessing you got me a score there.
Yes, we do have an 8-man score.
Okay, what was that one?
It was Woodbine over West Harrison, 66-6. A lot of sixes
there. That's a lot of sixes, and you know, you're starting to see, I think, some teams that are really going to take control of the districts, and we'll talk about that probably in the next hour so we can get some more interviews in. But we're going to hear from Nick Brinks next. Carroll delayed in the lightning. They decided to play that one. They called that one pretty early. I'm not sure they got any rain, but there was a train of storms coming through, and I happened to be in here monitoring games, so I was working with Nick closely on how long we were going to stay on air and what was going on. And there was a train you could see coming through there of all lightning. I'm not sure they got anything, but they decided to call that. That'll be tomorrow at 1 o'clock on KIKD. Nick will have that call for you. Just a partial score for you. Oh, nope, it's a final now. So MOC Floyd Valley wins 28-14 over Sergeant Bluff Luton. So that's our final. That one was delayed by lightning. Sioux Center defeats Boyden Hall Rock Valley 42-14. Jimmy, you want to go to Class 2A District 8?
I got those. Class 2A District 8, it was Kemper downing Des Moines Christian 61-7. Roland Story doubles up Greene County 62-31. And Southeast Valley 57, Saydell 7.
Class 1A, District 2, East Sac County Roland, 23-0 over Eagle Grove. Emmitsburg blanks Pocahontas area 35-0. And I believe we have another lightning delay. It's showing now fourth quarter. Sioux Central up 24-6 on Manson Northwest Webster. We'll keep our eye on that one and give you a final as that comes through.
All right. In Class A, District 7, it was West Hancock over the Titans of South Central Calhoun, 57-6. ACGC just squeezes by the IKM Manning Wolves, 35-31. Riverside, 56, Southwest Valley, 8. And Panorama over Earlham, 49-21.
In a very interesting district, 8-man District 1, Remsen St. Mary's wins 47-6 over Arweva. Boyer Valley defeats Newell Fonda, 48-28. Non-district game, Bishop Garrigan pounds Siouxland Christian 69-6, and Woodbine beats up on West Harrison 66-6. So very interesting with three teams coming out of that district. It's kind of wide open right now.
Yeah, it is. And the last group we have is 8-man District 9 on a game heard on Kick, I believe, tonight.
Oh, KKRL.
KKRL, sorry. Audubon defeated Glidden 34-20. The Crusaders of Coon Rapids Baird get in the win column again with a 59-34 win over the Gales of St. Edmund. Colonesco shuts out English Valley North English 46-0. And Baxter defeats Collins Maxwell 62-32.
Well, let's hear what Mr. Brinks has to say about his call tomorrow.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security devices from their mobile devices. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. Feld Security of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Well, we're having a little trouble here with Nick's interview. I got Blankman over here clicking crap to my right. He doesn't know how to just type in the date, but we're going to get Nick up here in about 3 seconds, I hope. We got Blankman running the controls. You never know. And there he is. So we'll have Nick Brinks now.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show. With me on the phone right now is Nick Brinks, who is to call the Carroll game in Sioux City tonight. And Nick, can you just kind of let us know about what happened tonight?
Yeah, well, I didn't expect to be giving you a pregame interview at 10 o'clock tonight, but here we are. We literally got to kickoff tonight. Bishop Heelan had come on the field. They were ready to receive the opening kickoff. Carroll had come onto the field. They were ready to kick it away. And then all of a sudden, I see a flash of white. And then I see players and stuff leaving the field. And in my head, I thought, oh, I hope that was somebody's camera. And then I thought, okay, yep, definitely that was not a camera. And then I heard the PA announcer say, we are now in a lightning hold. So we literally could not have gotten any closer to kickoff before we ran into a lightning delay. And then there was enough lightning just off to the north and a little bit off to the west where the clock kept resetting, and they told fans to leave the stands, and eventually, you know, we got to about 7:30 or so, and there were still quite a few fans hanging around, not leaving the stands, that they thought, okay, this is maybe a little dangerous. Maybe we just look at postponing to tomorrow and things like that. So I don't know what all went into the decision. I do know that we will play tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and we will have the game on Kick 106.7. as we were scheduled to do tonight at 7 o'clock. I just talked to Blankman a little bit ago about that. So the plan will be we'll start a pregame show right around 12:45. We won't do the coach interview and the Brinks preview show because we got through all of that as if everything was going to be normal. We did know. I was watching the radar during pregame, and I could see that there was a severe thunderstorm warning, you know, a county or two north of Sioux City. And I could see clouds building off in the west, and I thought, I wouldn't be surprised if we run into a delay at some point, but unfortunately, we never even got to kickoff. We got to kickoff, we did not get to after kickoff, essentially. So, yeah, that was a tease from Mother Nature, and I think looking back now, I'm still in Sioux City, staying at my sister-in-law's tonight, because our plan was to stay till tomorrow morning and then head back. I brought my three-year-old son with me, and he hung out with his aunt and grandma today while I was out and about and getting ready for the game and stuff. So, yeah, we'll have that tomorrow, but I'm standing outside right now, and it has not rained since before the game started. I think if they look back, they'll say maybe we could have played this game tonight, and, I don't think anyone will ever say erring on the side of caution is a bad thing, especially when it comes to lightning. So I don't think anyone's second guessing, you know, going into a delay or anything like that, because there were definitely some pretty close strikes at one point. But other than I think what the sense that I got up in the press box from conversations with some of the Heelan people, with Carroll having such a long drive, what they did not want to run into tonight was a situation where we're starting and we're stopping and we're starting and we're stopping. So they thought, you know, maybe if Carroll and if we just call it tonight, Carroll gets back at a decent time, they can come back, you know, get a full night of sleep and things like that. Because there are other games going on in town here tonight. I know Sioux City North and Sioux City South, their games went off. I don't know if they had any delays or not, but they finished those games tonight. I don't know exactly how far their opponents were traveling, but if they were close opponents, I don't think you have to worry about, driving back home at a decent time that you would run into that Carroll had tonight. So, I think hindsight will say, even being conservative on the Lightning, we maybe could have played that game, and we could maybe be around halftime by now if we got started by 8:30 or 9 o'clock. But by that point, Carroll's buses, I think they left about 8:30. So that's where we're at. Did not quite get to game time, so we will re-rack it, and we will try again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And it turns out to be a really good weekend for Briar Cliff not to have a home football game, that's for sure.
Yeah, I bet you. And you know what, Nick? And I've been around rain delays with football and baseball and such like that. And, you know, every shot of lightning restarts that 30 minutes. So
yep.
you could go 29 minutes and you're going to get ready and a shot of lightning and boom, here you go, 30 more minutes. So, you know, it, maybe they aired correctly and, you know, how do you know? And that's just the way it is. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, I think to me, I think Carroll's distance was probably the biggest contributing factor. If they were, 15 minutes away, they probably would have been more willing to, let's wait this out. Let's see if we can get to 8:30, 9 o'clock, 9:30 if we have to start a game then. But at that point, if you get to 9:30 or 10 o'clock and then you have to call it, you're going to think, oh, man, Carroll could be home by now. So, I am glad that it worked out that way, that they could, they could essentially be home by, 10:30 tonight. So they should be pretty well home by now, hopefully, and they can come back in the morning and not have to wake up super early and can still get a good night of sleep. Hopefully can be as well rested as you can be for a Saturday 1 o'clock game. But we were looking forward to a really good game. Carroll and Heelan have put on two really exciting finishes the last 2 years, with Carroll winning on homecoming 2 years ago on that Hail Mary kind of play in the final minute last year. Carroll had the chance at the goal line late, down by three. Unfortunately, they fumbled it away. And so, I think we were going to be in for a good game. Carroll's got a lot of their pieces back for this week. And, wish it would be talking post game right now, but we'll do it tomorrow.
All right. Hey, Have a good game tomorrow, and we'll talk to you later, Nick.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
Take your brand to the next level with Top Loft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Top Loft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimums. Elevate your brand to the top with Top Loft in downtown Carroll.
When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen. On 1380 AM and 95.1 FM. This is KCIM Carroll.
I dig it.
Well, week six in the books, and well, we've got, as you heard from Nick, I mean, we had full moon stuff going on. When you have lightning, no rain, and a drought, full moon, games are delayed. We're still looking for the Sioux Central, Manson Northwest Webster. I show in the fourth quarter Sioux Central up 24-6, but it's been like that for quite a while. So we've got to be getting close to final on that, but I know they were locked up for quite a while, but... big win for ESAC County. They win 23-0. Let's hear what Coach McCullough has to say about that big win.
New Way Auto Group scoreboard show here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM KCIM, along with the Kick 106.7. Jeff Blankman joined, I think, by very happy ESAC head football coach Eric McCullough as they pick up a 23-0 victory over Eagle Grove here on homecoming night. And, Coach, I just heard you say, and I think it's the thing that makes you smile the most, you've got a happy group of young guys out here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Jeff, like you just talked, I mean, it makes me happy to talk to you because I don't have to talk to Honnold. You know, so we don't have to record it two or three times tonight, so I appreciate you being here. But yeah, the boys
are
excited.
You're not the only coach that says that, by the way.
Well, just make sure we get it on record here.
Yes.
You know, it was one of those up and down games, and it's one of those two that, you know, in the first half, it was kind of frustrating. I think the kids knew it too. We should have been up by more.
Yep.
You know, we give up two turnovers inside the red zone, a mumble snap, and then an interception. You know, just things like that we got to be better about. But I thought the kids responded well. I mean, I don't remember. We had at least one stop inside the 10-yard line or 15-yard line, right, whatever that was. So our defense played lights out to throw a shutout. And I don't know how many turnovers. I know we had one interception and a yep. couple fumble recoveries. So our defense plays well. But I tell you what, it's the first time in my 20 years I've had a kicker like this.
Yep.
You know, and it just takes a little pressure off, and we can hit three field goals and be up by nine. You know, our defense was playing well, but you just never know. They hit that big pass play for, what, 40, 45 yards yep. on us, and you just never know when they're going to sneak one of those in again. So when you can get 9 points on and be sitting in a comfortable spot, not totally comfortable, you know what
right.
I mean? But,
yep.
you know, then I think it loosens up. Your offense can play a little more loose, and then your defense is clicking. So I just thought it was all around good things. We definitely have things to improve on.
Right.
You know, but you've seen just as much football as I have, and that's but to see the kids on the field and celebrate, that's really what homecoming week kind of gets to.
Your secondary has gotten a lot of credit all year and well-deserved for all the interception and turnovers they've created. But I thought your defensive line did a really nice job. That Canavan kid's big, 6'3", 210, physical kid, always falls forward. But you guys didn't let him break anything, didn't really let him hurt you. I thought Brett Thayer was incredible inside tonight. I thought William Smith and Luke Wright played well as well. Your linebackers, Luke Wernemont and Carter Ludwig, seemed to be in a lot of tackles. So what stood out for you about the way that defense played?
I thought exactly what you just said. Our defensive line. And you could go ask any of them. I was pretty hard on them all week. You know, it's one thing we talk about on defense is we want to play at the line of scrimmage. And this week, we told him, you play at the line of scrimmage, you take from the tackle spot into that guard spot and take away their fullback, tailback, the Kavanaugh kid I think you talked about, you know, because when he has it 100 and some carries in six games, you know who they want to give it to. You know, they want it, and if we could take that away and make them do something that they're not used to doing, you know, and then we get into them throwing that ball up and then our D-backs can play. And, you know, and our coaches do a great job with our defensive backs have really grown this year. And we play, you know, kind of a cover four. We changed it up this week and went to a kind of an invert where we're dropping our corners, bringing our safeties up. So we had to do a lot of coaching, but our kids just picked it up so quick. I'm really proud of them. But like you said, our linebackers, you know, Carter, you know, he's been playing since a freshman. And I think he gets the feel in the game. You know, and he comes talking to me, and that's what's fun is you see those kids grow. They see the things that they think they can make plays on.
Yep.
And you just kind of go play, you know. And him and Warnemont did a great job. I mean, Warnemont had a heck of a hit on that pass play.
Yep.
You know, and that's just feels good when you can do those things because they didn't complete it. Maybe not a turnover, but he just hit him, and that kid doesn't want to go across the middle again, you know. So just playing physical. And along with, like you said, Brett there had a great game, and that's right towards the end, he made a great tackle. And that's where we were just kind of riding it pretty hard this week. And our kids responded well, and that's, you know, Kay Snyder did a good job, and Will Smith, Sam Julin, we've been moving around from outside backer to line, and he's just a kid that we can use anywhere, and he's just really football smart, athletic smart. But all the kids, and Burns had another interception tonight, I think. So, you know, and then he had a big pass play, too, off our play action. So it's kids just made plays everywhere, and especially when Tate comes over and, hey, can we try this? And we ran that bootleg, nothing we'd really practiced, but he kind of saw it, and, you know, he made a great play, got a first down. So just things like that when you have a senior group like we do, it's just a lot of fun when you can get in games like this.
What'd you see from the offense tonight? Struggled a little bit, I thought, early. I thought the inside run game was, you know, three or four, but really kind of struggling to sustain drives. But you put 20 on the board in the second half.
Yeah, that's just it. That's the things we talked about. I mean, they were sitting in a four, which what we've seen on film, again, all season from them has been a three, kind of a 3-5 look. Well, they went to that four, and then when we did kind of get out of our full house a little bit, we saw they went to two high, you know. So we're just kind of see what they were, but we just tried not to outcoach ourselves is what we kept telling ourselves, you know, stay in what we're doing. Like you said, we're getting plays. We're just kind of making mistakes when we shouldn't have been making mistakes and putting ourselves in tough spots. But our guys across the front, we're just still young in some spots, and we're not getting where we need to. Our other side's doing a good job, but they were loading the box.
Right.
I mean, and you could probably see that too. Yep. I mean, they were sitting in a four, which is not something we really talked about this week, and then putting those linebackers in a different spot that we're not used to, you know. But I thought once we kind of talked about a halftime, how to make an adjustment on that, our kids did a great job responding to that.
What started to work for you there in the second half? Like I said, put 20 on the board. Two of those, you know, two more field goals from Luke Wright, but those two late touchdowns.
I really think just field position. I mean, we didn't have our back against the wall. Our defense made great plays. And Eagle Grove, we knew fourth down, they wanted to go for it.
Right.
I mean, in any situation. So we didn't get into a lot of punt return. And I just got our defense to play. And I thought we had good field position. So then we could set up our runs. You don't have your back against the wall when you're on your end, and just was able to kind of build on that a little bit. But once we started making our adjustments in our blocking schemes, I think that's when things started opening up, and our backs did a good job of running hard.
You guys stay in the playoff hunt with this win here and stay in that with the game next week against Manson Northrop Webster. So what does this win mean for this group, besides just confidence-wise, I'm sure?
Well, and that's the things we talked about with them. You know, you don't want to, again, put the cart before the horse, or, you know, count your eggs, whatever, all that stuff you talk about. But getting this win with two more district games, it not only puts us in the hunt for playoffs, we can still fight for that number two spot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Manson beat Pokey. We lost to Pokey. If we can beat Manson, and then we can win Sioux Central. I mean, there's a lot of ifs there.
Right.
Absolutely a lot of ifs there. But you can still look at it. And I told the kids, I said, making the playoffs is great, but making the playoffs and playing it at home that first game is even better. And we just got to continue to build that success and see how things kind of fall.
You mentioned Luke Wright earlier. We named him our player of the game.
I don't know why.
How special is it to have I mean, he made it from 46 tonight, and there was still leg there.
Yeah, that's what we talked about. You know, we were kind of looking at the wind, and we had pregame, and he, you know, we just kind of watched him in pregame, and he hit one, and I think it was right at 46 or 48, something like that. And us coaches kind of looked at each other and thought, you know, all right, we get in that position. And I just made the call because not all, as a coaching staff, we weren't all on it because right. 46 yards is a long ways.
Yep.
You know, and in high school ball, if you can block it, if you can get the snap down, there's just a lot of things that go with that, you know. And I think our PAT team, the kids we have on there, have so much faith in him. They right. want to do it for him. And not only Nick kicking it, but those guys getting the snap, getting the hold down, all that goes with it, especially when you're kicking a 46-yarder. You don't have a lot of time.
Right.
You know, and for to hit that, and what, he hit three tonight?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and 46 and, I don't know, 30-some?
Yeah, it was 37, 38, and 46.
Yeah, so you hit 35-plus, three 35-plus. Yeah. I mean, that's a weapon, like I said, in 20 years I've never had. And it just changes things a little bit when you get in your play calling and you get down there in the red zone when you know you could walk away with 3 points. And, you know, so you don't have to take those chances, which could turn into interceptions or turnovers.
Well, Coach, I'm going to let you go. Enjoy homecoming with your kids and this win here tonight. Go celebrate this with them. We'll talk to you about that big matchup with Manson Northwest Webster coming up later on next week.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Eric McCullough again with the ESAC Raiders. Again, they win here tonight by a final of 23-0 over Eagle Grove.
Feld Security of Caro is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security devices from their mobile devices. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. Feld Security of Caro, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Oh, that's good.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
Little AC/DC to wake you up on this Friday night. And we got Mr. Molitor and Mr. Danner in the house tonight. We're going to be a little talking about our favorite subject here. We're done with week six. There's only a couple games left on some of these guys' schedules. So, you know, we're getting close to that word that kind of rolls off the tongue on playoffs, right? I think we're getting really close to that. And, Jim Moore always says it best.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
All right, so let's talk about winning a game. Let's talk about District 1, 3A District 1.
All right. Well, the Carroll Heelan game was postponed due to lightning tonight, and that will be played tomorrow at 1 o'clock, same place on.
It's gonna be at 1 o'clock on KIKD.
On K.
So here's how the district sits as of right now. So you got Carroll at 0-1 in the district, Heelan 0-1 district. So somebody's gonna get a win there tomorrow. You've got Sioux Center at 2-0, Boyden Hall Rock Valley at 0-2, which that floors me. You've got Sergeant Bluff Luton at 1-0 and MOC Floyd Valley at 2-0. So right now, Sioux Center and MOC Floyd Valley leading the district. Of course, MOC beat Carroll. So top four, I believe, go out of the district here. So, you know, Carroll puts a couple wins together here, and they're in. So, you know, they're still alive in the district. Hopefully they do well tomorrow. So now we go down to Class 2A District 8. So you got Kemper at 3-0, followed by Des Moines Christian at 2-1, Roland Story at 2-1, Greene County now 1-2, which is a shocker, but you know they've got injuries. Southeast Valley at 1-2, and Seidel at 0-3. And Kemper now has Seidel and Southeast Valley to go. Kemper virtually locked into the playoffs. You know, at 3-0 here, you know they can lose the next two and still make playoffs. Really locked in right now. If they play well, they could be hosting.
Yeah, that's very true. Very, very true.
I haven't got to see them yet. I was going to go over last week and then got tied up here at the station, but they must look great. You were over there for a little bit today. They must look great today.
Well, yeah, I was. I got there and watched basically the third quarter with a continuous clock. And, you know, they didn't come out and do anything spectacular. I mean, they really didn't. I mean,
they
the score was already 55-0.
Yeah,
they
just handled them.
They weren't doing anything. I mean, the first team's kids looked like they were still out there, and I don't know if they were just trying a few different things or...
It sounded like, listen to Hallcap, they kept doing the same thing. So, you know, great for Kemper, homecoming. So now we go to Class A, District 7. And Todd, you know, you look at this district here, and ACGC at 5-0, definitely in control of the district. They beat IKM Manning today, and they also beat South Central Calhoun. Mm-hmm. So they're definitely in charge there. Then you have South Central Calhoun at 3-1. They're still sitting really good. IKM Manning at 2-3. Both Earlham and Panorama are at 2-2. Riverside at 1-3, and Southwest Valley at 0-4. So, you know, South Central looking good for playoffs. IKM Manning also right there. They can pull off a couple victories here. They're right in the hunt for playoff.
Yeah, I agree. Like South Central Calhoun, like I said, tonight's a non-district game against the defending state champions, Britwest Hancock. So as you heard Coach Case say, you know, he wasn't disappointed. He was happy with the second half, how the kids came back and played every down in the second half, so he was proud of that. But they still control their own destiny. So South Central's right there, and IKM Manning, like you said, with a couple of wins, still have a shot at the postseason as well.
Yeah, and it's going to be fun when we go down the line. Here's a crazy one, and we're going to start with you again on this one. So eight-man District 1, Remsen St. Mary's at 4-0, Woodbine at 3-1, Newell Fond at 2-3, Boyer Valley at 2-2, are we at 1-2? West Harrison at 1-4, and Siouxland Christian at 0-3. Top three go. Right now, you'd have to say that you know Arweva picks up a win or two here, and you know they're not out. I mean, Newell Fonda looks beatable. You know, right now I think it's what Boyer Valley, Woodbine, and Remsen St. Mary are the three going. But
right, it comes down to that. You know, when the final game of the year features Arweva, you know, at Boyer Valley, so it could come down to that that game there for that third spot. You know, so it's and like I said, Woodbine has a win over Arweva. Remsen beat Arweva tonight. So yeah, Boyer Valley picks up a big one tonight over Newell Fonda. So yeah, so way Boyer Valley's playing there, you know, they're looking good. But yeah, it's more than likely going to come down to that last game of the year at Dunlap.
And then we go to the meat grinder, it looks like here. Eight-man District 9. So Ottoman in control at 4-0. Mm-hmm. Glidden-Ralston 3-1. And you got to see that game. It looks like that sounded like that was a fun game. Coon Rapids Baird with a big win. Gets them to 2-2. You got St. Edmunds at 2-2. Colonesco at 2-2. Baxter at 2-2. And then Collins Maxwell at 0-5. So, you know, there's some tiebreaker things in there, but you know,
right.
Coon Rapids Baird right there. They pick up a win or two. You know, they're in, and I think Ottoman and Glidden-Ralston are looking good. I think both of those probably are playoff teams. But boy, you know, Wow. Both any of those teams could make it in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And, you know, big game next week is Coon Rapids goes to Glidden. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Glidden's right now is ahead of Coon, but because of the record, but Coon Rapids is going to really need that game if they can get it to help their to try to get in.
Yeah, that Baxter one where they came off a short week where Baxter had the week off and you know, and Coon had to come right back after playing on a Saturday. I think that was a little more costly than what you thought at the time, but you know, one that they thought they should have, and you know, now you're looking at it, it might be the one to hurt the most. But boy, everybody right in there, and yeah. And boy, we got a lot of teams really looking for playoff hunts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's staying in that district. You know, I saw Audubon play Glidden Ralston tonight, and Coach Lynch was pretty pleased with how the Wildcats played despite losing by 14 points. You know, I think he had mentioned that this was the teams that he had played. This was the first real quality team that he wanted to see how they matched up against a real quality team. And I think he found out a lot of good things. You take away they turned it over three times on fourth down, and then Audubon's big plays. So it was a lot closer ball game than the final score indicated.
Yeah, and of course Audubon back to playing Audubon style football too. So you know, they continue to win and they'll get to host, and they're always tough at home.
Yeah.
So just hope you don't pull Camanita. You know,
that's the one that
nobody wants to see right now on this side. But well, Coach Moore got a big win, 59-34 over St. Edmunds. Let's hear what he had to say.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me tonight is a victorious Chris Moore of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, fresh off a 59-34 victory over the St. Edmund Gales. And congratulations, Coach Moore, and give us a little synopsis of your game tonight.
Hey, thank you. And, yeah, winning's good. The boys played well tonight. We went up early on them on our first possession, put a nice drive together, ate a bunch of clock up, and then they came back. And we had to break down on our pass coverage, and they hit us a big pass over the top, and we kind of just went back and forth there in the first quarter. It was tight. And then right before halftime, Ethan Bauer had a big kick return for a touchdown that gave us a good spark. We went up, I think, about 10 points at that point. And then we just finished in the second half with just running the ball. Wyatt Oswald had a great night on the ground, 148 yards, and he was 6-for-8 passing with three touchdowns. His younger brother, Caden, had a big night on the ground, 218 yards, four touchdowns. For us, and Parker Hayes, stats don't show it, but he ran the ball really well for us, and just offensive line put a good game together finally, and a lot of good things out there.
Well, good. Defensively, who are some of your bright spots?
Yeah, Ethan Bauer on defense had 5.5 tackles. Cal Hayden had 2.5, and it was a big interception late in the game to kind of seal the victory for us. And, you know, defensive line, those guys don't show the tackles, but they played really well up there. And, you know, just overall, just a great team effort, both sides of the ball. Just a complete game, like I said, and just huge response after last week and the previous weeks.
So what different did you do something different practice wise this week, or did you I know some coaches talk at times, you know, they go back to the basics, we got to block and tackle and, you know, do that kind of, did you do anything special this week, or was it just decided to click tonight?
Finally got the ball to bounce our way, stuff clicked, and we had some penalties again, we recovered from them. The weeks past, we struggled with recovering from just fundamentals. I mean, we had three losses, you know, from 10 points or less this season. You know, we were right there. We talk about that in film, watching film, you know, just simple, just stepping with the right foot, getting your butt in the hole on offense. And then defense, it's just we're there and quit making arm tackles and do a good fundamental tackle. And, you know, we finally did that tonight.
Oh, yeah, that sounds that way. So, you know, I know it's
be a nice bus trip home and whatever tonight, correct?
Yes, yes.
So, hey, I'm just curious, how, these kids don't get a lot of credit sometimes. So how's your JV season been going so far?
Well, struggle then. We played Audubon last Monday night and had two kids get knocked out with concussions, which really hurts because we got low numbers. Those guys are given, getting some good reps, on scout team for us, and we don't give them a whole lot of attention, just because we're getting prepared for varsity, and we have a good group of kids, they put some lumps, but, they're learning, they're getting better, and that's all we ask.
Yeah, did some of them get in the game tonight then?
Yeah, they did late. They went up against St. Ed's varsity defense there late. Our offense did. A couple kids took some lumps, some hard hits, but, getting that W, and, they were pretty happy with that and getting out in the field.
Well, that's good. All right. Hey, next week, travel up to Glidden-Ralston for big game against the Wildcats. It's going to be on KKRL next week. What do you know about them?
Hey, physical team, running the ball. They got things turned around this year. I know I heard they lost tonight to Audubon, so we'll be hungry to bounce back. But it's do or die for us. We need to win out these next two games so we can get in the playoffs and continue making that run that we talk about. So we got to come focused Monday, and we got to have a good week of practice. They're going to be hungry, to get us. We've kind of had their number the last few years, so they'll be ready for us to come up there for a hard game.
All right. Well, hey, have a good week of practice, and good luck next week.
Hey, I appreciate it, and I had a great fan support here tonight up in Fort Dodge, and like I said, super proud of the kids, and we've got to just keep this thing going, so go CRB.
All right. Hey, that's been Chris Moore, the head man of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
Oh, a little Copperhead Road on a Friday night. Week 6 in the books. We are done with 6 weeks of the high school season. We got playoffs right around the corner, but we're going to give you some scores. I'll start out with Class 3A District 1, Carroll and Heland, tomorrow, 1 p.m. That will be on 106.7 KIKD with Nick Brinks pregame. Oh, I would say give him about an hour beforehand, so in that 12:15 area. MOC Floyd Valley defeats Sergeant Bluff Luton at 28-14. And Sioux Center, 42. Boyden Hall, Rock Valley, 14. Jimmy.
Class 2A, District 8, where the Knights here in town against the Des Moines Christian Lions. They defeat them 61-7. Roland Story doubles up Greene County 62-31, and Southeast Valley beats Sadell 57-7.
Class 1A, District 2, East Sac County 23, Eagle Grove 0 on homecoming. Emmitsburg blanks Pocahontas area 35-0, and Sioux Central Sioux Rapids 24, Manson Northwest Webster 6.
In Class A, District 7, it was West Hancock over South Central Calhoun, 57-6. ACGC squeezes by IKM Manning, 35-31. Riverside over Southwest Valley, 56-8. And Panorama defeats Earlham, 49-21.
Eight-man District 1, it was Remsen St. Mary's, 47-6 over Arweva. It was Boyer Valley, 48-28 over Newell Fonda. Woodbine all over West Harrison, 66-6. And Bishop Garrigan pounds Siouxland Christian, 69-6 in non-district game.
All right, Nate Mann, District 9. It was Audubon over Glidden-Ralston, 34-20. The Crusaders from Coon Rapids Baird defeat St. Edmund, 59-34. Was Collins Maxwell falling to Baxter 62-32. And a non-district game, Colonesco shuts out English Valley, North English 46-0.
Well, let's hear from our final coach of the night, Coach Isaac Schaefer, on the loss of Arweva 47-6.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me tonight on the phone is Isaac Schaefer, one of the co-head coaches of the Arweva Rockets. Unfortunately, the Rockets fell to St. Mary's Remsen tonight, 47-6. So, Isaac, what can you tell us about the game tonight?
Just first of all, obviously, Remsen, very, very, obviously, well, fundamental team, getting very physical team, and they just have extra bodies, which sadly we didn't have for this game. But, I mean, all in all, I mean, guys, I mean, we had right moments, and then obviously sometimes we give up, we, you know, kind of blow a coverage here or didn't make the right read, and they kind of took one to the house where they were able to march straight down the field.
So when did you run into the continuous clock? Was it within the first half, second half, or?
It was like the late fourth, kind of beginning fourth quarter.
Oh, toward the end of the game?
Yeah, it was a tight game at halftime. It was like 22-6. So, I mean, it was a tight game at front. Again, we were holding them pretty well. Then one or two mistakes we had, like gave up a big kick return and a long deep pass. But besides those two mistakes, you know, we played pretty tooth and nail for most of the game.
All right. So offensively, were you doing things through the air, on the ground, a little both?
We had Johnny Reisman as a quarterback. So Blaine kind of had a light neck shoulder injury, so we took him out this week. But with that, I mean, Johnny Reisman did a good job, making correct good reads. Lyman did pretty good, run game pretty good. It was just kind of not just enough. He kind of fell short on got stuff behind the chain or a kind of simple mistake. So offense was moving at times good, and then obviously sometimes we fell behind the chains or kind of shot ourselves in the foot.
Yeah, well, you know, you get behind the chains, then you got to kind of throw the ball, and if that's not going so well, then you just have to give it back to them, and then you got to play defense. And, you know, and I'm sure it was a fairly warm night there too. And, you know, with the lack of numbers that you have, that, you know, it probably wore on them a little bit, don't you think?
A little bit. I mean, they were just a very physical team, and they were able to kind of have not a platoon system, but able to rotate someone in every play, which we didn't have the ability. So when you play a team that's super physical and they're able to obviously rotate guys in or not, doesn't matter how kind of good you are. It's just that physicality will eventually wear down your team, which kind of happened to us, kind of happened late in the third quarter, early fourth. But guys were, like I said, guys were fighting tooth and nail most of the time. So, I mean, got to be proud of that.
Well, yeah, you got to like their fight and their spunk. And, you know, there's just some nights that it's just not going to be there for you. And you were battling the numbers game with the other team that could sub in and out freely and, you know, go from there.
Yeah. Again, Remsen, you know, there's a reason why they're ranked top five in the state. So, I mean, kudos to them. They have a pretty good ball club here.
Yeah, they have it for a number of years now. So, all right. Hey, listen, up for you next. You get a home game with Newell Fonda, and I don't know if you realize it or not, but they fell to Boyer Valley by 20. So what do you know about Newell Fonda?
Newell Fonda, I mean, basically always is kind of more of a run heavier team. Again, try pounding down your throat, at least the way I remember them. So, again, all guys know that next two games are very important, so we'll come back, obviously, mentally focused, get ready to be physical, and obviously set the tone at the beginning of the game here.
Well, wish you good luck next week, and hope you get your injured bodies back so you can have a full roster for next week's game.
We should have a full roster and be ready to go for next Friday. Thanks.
All right. That's been Isaac Schaefer's co-head coach of the Arweaver Rockets.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the Newway Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the Newway Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at culvers.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate on our roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Being a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships. This is Dr. Nate Luth, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
All right, we got to take this one out of rotation. I just saw Blankman dancing down the hallway. I can't see that this late at night.
I'm glad I didn't see it.
You guys are lucky. You got your back to him. Wow, what a sight. All right, so we got 6 weeks in the books. I can't believe we're 6 weeks into the football season, or through 6 weeks. So week seven, here is the schedule. And we're going to talk about these games as we go. Well, first of all, we don't know what the Carroll plays tomorrow, so... You know, depending on what that looks like. But you got Sergeant Bluff Luton at Carroll, pregame 6:15, kickoff at 7 on KCIM. That's a homecoming game. KC Miners with the call on that one. Big old KC's got it. You know, you look at MOC Floyd Valley right now, or I'm sorry, Sergeant Bluff Luton, they're 1-1 in the district and haven't looked really good as far as score wise that I've seen. To me, Carroll healthy, that's a winnable game.
Yeah, it very well could be. And with a win, you know, they'd both be 1-1 going in, and so the winner of that game will have a little edge closer to the goal, is to make that playoff bid.
Winner of that game, whoever's, I mean, that's going to be a must-win for both teams.
Yeah,
that one's going to be an incredible game, and we'll see who's working with Casey. I haven't volunteered for that one. That's homecoming.
Well,
I might be stuck by you during homecoming. You never know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to be there.
We're in charge of guarding a certain item, so we're
we're quality control of the food at the alumni tailgate.
We're in charge of quality control. Boy, that's a scary thought, isn't it?
That is pretty scary, guys.
You coming over to eat there, Todd?
I just might have to do that now with you guys in control.
I got to do the freshman game first, so I won't get there right away.
You're going to be way behind.
I got to get through the freshman game first.
I'll have stuff poisoned by then. All right, so let's talk about Kemper. They're going to be at Saydel, pregame 6:15, kickoff at 7 on KIKD. Nick getting a home game for him, but he'll be down there. And, you know, you look at Saydel, 0-2. 1-5 now, you know. By all accounts, Kemper should roll easily in that game. You would hope.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that.
Yeah.
Kemper's, you know, after those first couple of non-district games, you know, where, you know, but I think they've got everything rolling nice. And
yeah.
It's just the big thing now is to make sure they stay healthy.
Yep.
And that's with everybody at this time of year.
And like I said, and just added on to that, I don't think after tonight's a big win, you don't want to have a let up.
Yeah.
You know, so you want to keep things going the way they are right now.
I think Tom had the perfect interview with him. How do you keep them? You know, the kids know the scores. They know what these two teams have done. They know what their other teams have done against them. How do you keep them focused? Well, you got to do it in practice. The only way you can do it. But interesting. So here's the one that I think is a must win. ESAC County at Manson Northwest Webster at 7 o'clock. ESAC County really could put themselves in a great position with a win there.
Very, very definitely. Yeah. You know, Eric's got his team rolling a little bit this year. I mean, I think the injury – they've had injuries, but I don't think the injuries have hit them as bad as they have the previous couple of years.
I think they're a little deeper,
he
too.
Was very, yes. Well, those kids,
been getting
those
beat
kids
up for
got, you know, they got thrown to the wolves for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, they took their lumps and, you know, they learned what it would take to become successful. And, you know, they're just built that depth, like you said.
Good for them. I'm happy for them.
You know, like I said, they've had a lot of close ball games. And I guess if it comes down, from tonight's ball game, if it comes down to a field goal, sounds like ESAC County's got a good one.
He's got a weapon there. He said that a couple weeks ago when I talked to him. It's like, it's great having something like that at your disposal.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, here's one. You know, you want to think South Central Calhoun at Panorama at 7 o'clock. I everything about it tells me South Central is going to bounce back, but, boy, you took a knot on the noggin and might be just what the doctor ordered for Coach Case to get kids refocused, but that's one you got to have there. You're going to have to win that Panorama game to, you know, you want to be at least first or second in that district, and you want to stay in control of that.
Yeah, that's a definite there. And like you said,
yeah,
it's probably a good wake-up call to say, okay, now we're get back in there Monday, Tuesday, and focus on the task at hand and get after it. And
like Coach Case said in the interview tonight, the kids, they need to flush this one away. You know, like I said, get back to Monday and Tuesday. They know what they have to do. Like I said, disappointed with the loss, but come Monday ready to play.
Didn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's non-district, so it doesn't matter.
Yep.
I mean,
right.
Every game you want to matter, but in the reality. Here's one that could really, really turn things around. Southwest Valley at IKM Manning at 7, and IKM Manning with a win here really turns their fortunes around. I mean, they've had, you look at the games they've had and how close they've been. They're really, really close to being a really solid record. You know, they're a really good team. I think they're up there with the Coon Rapids and some of the others that are really good teams. Just the record doesn't reflect it right now. This would be a great win for them and get them right back in that hunt.
Yeah, and you really wonder, you know, what happened to Southwest Valley. I mean, they were top five rated team early on, and I don't know, you know, I don't pay an awful lot of attention, but I don't know if they've won a game for a while.
They won tonight, so now they are 1-2 in the district. So They beat Saydell, but, you know, they got handled.
That's Southeast
Valley. Oh, Southeast Valley. I'm sorry,
Southwest
you're right.
Valley got beat by Riverside 56-8.
Yeah, so that there somebody had to get injured there or something.
Yeah, something like that had to happen.
And then we jumped to one that, you know, when you looked at this at the beginning of the year, you think, boy, I don't like it. Boy, you look at that Newell Fonda scores. They've kind of gotten trounced and pounded, and it's not the normal Newell Fonda team.
No,
this is
not.
One Arweva could win at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
They're home.
Yeah, Arweva has the athletes that can play with Newell Fonda. Not the Newell Fonda of old. Sounds like Newell Fonda now is down enough to where I think Arweva can play with them and still keep the playoff hopes alive.
Well, and also, you know, in Isaac's interview, they used a different quarterback, Rizelman, played quarterback tonight, and they left Mr. Regaler out to get him healthy. And, you know, and I ask is, will you be back to full strength next week? And he says, pretty sure we will. So, you know, they get back to full strength, that'll help them an awful lot.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, that really helps. Okay. You know, the commentators enough have to say, well, this looks like a win. You look at Ottoman at Collins Maxwell. Collins has struggled all year long. That should be a win. They're still in control of the district. So, you know, Ottoman with that win just pretty well locks everything up.
Yeah, that would be the case in that. But here's the other thing. You know, I'm going to guess that Coach Burks on that night will hope to try to get up real quick, real fast, and, you know, give his varsity guys a break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let some of the younger kids get some playing time in that game, and I don't know who they have left to play, but, you know, to try to keep away from something bad happening.
Yeah, I think the Ottoman has Collins Maxwell and Baxter.
I think they
left
do, yeah.
On the schedule, little two games left for them. So.
Which could really help
both
the teams on our next one here. Coon Rapids Baird at Glidden Ralston, pregame 6:15, kickoff at 7. KKRL, and that'll do Tom Hallcap doing that. And, you know, you look at that game, you know, anytime Coon and Glidden team up, it's usually a really good game. And, you know, to me, this could be an entertaining game. You have, you know, both teams have some speed, and, you know, Coon's record maybe isn't what you think it is, but their record doesn't really reflect what kind of team they are. This could be a fun game.
Mm-hmm.
Very well could be.
Yep, on paper, really, two identical teams, and it's a rivalry game, but it's one Coach Lynch called it a friendly rivalry, but I'm not sure about that. You know,
never used to be.
Coonigland never used to be. So
I think it is a little more friendly now than it used to be. It never used to be friendly.
I think it's one of those games you can throw the records out.
Yes, they're gonna go after it.
I think I'd agree with that, but I'm thinking. You know, in the times that I've talked with Coach Moore and I've talked with Coach Lynch, I think whoever executes the best here and doesn't make mistakes should probably come out the winner of that game.
And then, Todd, what did you do wrong? Scoreboard show, you have to work with Blankman for 2 hours. What did you do wrong?
I know. I'm not really sure. You know, here I thought I was going to be working with you all year, Donald. And I hear that Blankman's going to be doing it next week. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to show up or not.
Yeah, you didn't sign up for that. Well, you want to come over and help with quality control? We probably can take some more. We can take some more bodies there.
I can do that.
There's a lot of helpers on that quality control. I can tell you that.
Yeah,
we're probably going to talk about Nebraska.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if I can. That's another thing. I'm not sure.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't
well,
do it.
Well, guess what? I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think we'll be talking about Nebraska over.
Over there will not be coming up.
I tell you what, though. It is fun talking to the older alumni and the stories they could tell.
That's
what makes the whole night.
Yep. You know, and it's fun to watch it at those homecoming things. And, I haven't been to a lot. I know Kepler does a really good job at it, but you know, they have their reunions there. I think my daughter's class is having a reunion, and they bring those people in there and they hang out. And that's what I like to see is the people back for their reunions and using homecoming kind of what it was designed to. But one more time, we need to thank Hy-Vee. They provide the food here for us working at the New Way Group Scoreboard Show, and they also feed the broadcasters as they come back. And you know, it's amazing how they hit that a lot harder than we do. I mean, I'm looking over there. It's nothing but shrapnel. There was quite a bit left when you and I were here, Jimmy.
Yeah, they've taken care of a little bit of it. But you know what? If they were out on the road. They probably didn't get any supper or whatever. So.
Oh, Blankman was eating at 3 o'clock when I called him. I don't want to hear about that. So check out Hy-Vee for their daily deals. So stop into Fast and Fresh and check out the fuel and the great food. And tell Mr. Miller thank you from us. We always appreciate it.
Yes.
We're going to step away. We're going to do some scores. We're going to have some final thoughts here at the end of week 6. So stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
All right, welcome back. Let's see what's going on here. Oh, little Sandman. 10 till midnight on a full moon Friday night. Week 6 in the books. Jim Mulder, Todd Danner in here with me, trying to keep me awake because, you know, I'm old. It's hard to say. I've been looking over. Would you guys quit? By the way, quit yawning over there too. By the way, boys, because that's starting to hurt.
You got a lot of age in this sitting here right now. Huh?
We do. We don't want to do the math on all the.
No, we don't.
It's pretty ugly. Let's talk about week 6. Week 6 football.
Playoffs.
You want to do playoffs? We'll get playoffs.
We don't
want to do playoffs.
We don't need to get.
All right. Class 3A, District 1. Again, it's going to be Carroll and Heelan. They're going to do a primetime game, 1 p.m. tomorrow in Sioux City. Nick Brinks will have that call for you. 106.7 KIKD, so he'll have that call. He's staying up in Sioux City tonight. MOC Floyd Valley, 28. Sergeant Bluff Luton, 14. And Sioux Center, 42. Boyden Hall Rock Valley, 14. Big game. Both Carroll and Heelan 0-1 in the district. Don't want to go down 0-2 in this district. You still have a shot at 0-2, but boy, you get a win there, and you're still in really good shape to make playoffs.
Yeah, Carroll needs to get a win tomorrow to even up at 1-1 to give themselves a better shot.
All right.
Class 2A, District 8. It was Kemper defeating Des Moines Christian 61-7. Southeast Valley over Sadell, 57-7, and Roland Story defeated Greene County, 62-31.
That district, interesting. Kemper at 3-0 now. Control their destiny there. They went out. They got home field for the first round of playoffs. Des Moines Christian at 2-1, and Roland Story at 2-1. So, you know, those two teams fighting for second place in the district, and then Southeast Valley and Greene County. Greene County now fighting for their playoff life at 1-2. So, you know, that quarterback injury was costly for them.
Mm-hmm.
Class 1A, District 2, East Sac County, blanking Eagle Grove, 23-0. It was Emmitsburg, blanking Pocahontas Area, 35-0. And Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids, 24, Manson, Northwest Webster, 6.
All right, Class A, District 7, it was the Titans of South Central Calhoun falling to West Hancock, 57-6. ACGC barely gets by IKM Manning, 35-31. It was Riverside over Southwest Valley, 56-8, and Panorama, 49, Earlham, 21.
Interesting, in that district, you have South Central Calhoun playing Panorama. IKM Manning is playing Southwest Valley. So you could have South Central beating Panorama at 2-2 and really helping IKM Manning back in the hunt there.
Yeah, that'll help.
That can be a big one.
Yep.
You know, and IKM Manning against Southwest Valley, you'd like their chances there on an 0-4 Southwest Valley team. So 8-man District 1. Arweva falls to Remsen St. Mary's, and we were just talking about this off air. We've seen them the last couple of years at baseball. Those are some big, big, fast kids at Remsen St. Mary's. I don't. They look like a college team rolling in here. So, you know, there's no shame in this one, 47-6.
Nope.
Boyer Valley, kind of a surprise this year, 48-28 over Newell Fonda. On a non-district game, Bishop Garrigan pounds Siouxland Christian 69-6, and Woodbine all over West Harrison 66-6.
All right, in 8-man District 9, Audubon, the leader of this district, with a 34-20 win over Glidden-Ralston. It was Coon Rapids Baird, 59, St. Edmund, 34. In a non-district game, Colonesco shuts out English Valley North English, 46-0. And Baxter defeats Collins Maxwell, 62-32.
We're going to take one final break, and we'll come back with our final thoughts, which probably aren't going to be a whole lot of thoughts to it because it's late and we don't have a lot of brain cells going this late at night. But take one more break. We'll be back after this.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
Take your brand to the next level with Top Loft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Top Loft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimum. Elevate your brand to the top with Top Loft in downtown Carroll.
Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate on roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Okay, Blankmo, would you stop dancing out there? Yeah. My eyes, it's late at night, my eyes are burning, I don't need to see that.
The only thing I'm going to say, because I heard you guys earlier, go Big Red!
Oh man, we knew that was coming,
I'm glad
guys.
I didn't have headphones on. I am so glad I didn't have headphones on.
Oh man.
You know, when I hear that, I think about somebody with about one tooth doing it. That's about what he looked like doing it.
How many listeners we just lose?
Oh my goodness gracious. That's just pathetic. All right, guys, let's go around. We'll start.
Yep.
I'm going to start with Todd. Todd, week six. Your thoughts here, teams, trends. What are you seeing?
Well, I think what's nice is that going into week seven is how many teams, area teams, we have that can be playing in meaningful ball games next week.
I don't think anybody's eliminated yet.
I mean, that's the nice thing about it, and we got all these teams that are they obviously play for something all season long, but we got teams battling for postseason spots almost every one of all of our area teams, which is nice because we usually don't have that sitting around. So that's what's going to be interesting, I think, to see the next couple of weeks.
Until we get all of them in the playoffs.
Until we get them all in the playoffs.
Until we have to figure out how to carry a cover.
We don't know what to do.
You might be out there on a cell phone calling it in somehow. Jimmy.
Well, you know, I know IKM Manning went down tonight by 4. I saw them last week against South Central Calhoun, and, you know, they at times played well, and at times they didn't. And I know I saw Coach McCarville after the game, and he wasn't. But, you know, in talking to him tonight, even in defeat, he said they got back to playing Wolves football.
Mm-hmm.
They ran the ball. They passed the ball. I mean, their total yardage was, like, with their passing attack was 192 yards, and their running attack was 191
which
yards. He said he couldn't be more happy that they were that balanced. And,
because usually it's all running for them. The passing attack is the thing.
But, see, last week, they completed a pass. Their touchdown was a pass.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Ben was hot at the beginning of the game, and then all of a sudden it just wasn't there. So, you know, I think IKM Manning, with being competitive tonight with the district leader,
I think they're in there.
It's going to give those kids
got to.
A lot more
hope
and thinking, hey, guys, we could do this.
I think Coon Rapids is a very big win for them.
Yep.
Esat County, great win for them.
Yep.
And, you know, and I think it's going to be an interesting game tomorrow with Carroll. You know, they've had a lot of guys injured. You know, I think last week showed they weren't in shape. And, you know, they've had some guys that were out. I think tomorrow is going to be an interesting game. I think healthy. I think they're a dangerous team for the next, you know, this week and next week. You know, that one. And then I really looking forward to that Coon Rapids Baird Glidden Ralston game. I think that's going to be entertaining. So, as you said, everybody's still in the playoff hunt. We have nobody eliminated. I don't even, you know, even next week there's going to be teams that are still.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I enjoy watch the agony on Blankman's face when he has to try to figure out who we're covering, who we're not. And I'm afraid I'm going to get stuck either out or somewhere. I'm going to be in some bleacher calling it somehow with a cell phone knowing him. But, boy, I tell you what, I you know, what a great year we're having, and, you know, kudos to all. Thanks to all the coaches for calling in, giving us their time.
Yes, yeah.
Thanks for everybody listening. Thanks, you guys, coming in here. Thank you to Nathan Cones today helping me, trying to keep stations on air as I was monitoring and not know what to do. But great week six. Looking forward to week seven. You've been listening to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. Have a great weekend, everyone.
When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen. On 1380 AM and 95.1 FM. This is KCIM Carroll. This is CBS News.